maximum 3-4 minutes, right? I waited 16 hours, so let's add another 4 minutes, right? To make sure, because otherwise, unfortunately, if I'm not sure, if I didn't do the research and I broke my fast, 16 hours is intamasigal. It's gone. We're going to use this word a lot. I've been in Pakistan and Majesty said intamasigal. They loved it. So, yes, 16 hours is going to be intamasigal. I have to do it again. So you have to be careful. Even for Salat. Salat Fajr, I have to make sure that, however I can make sure. We're not going to make it difficult for us, right? I can say, okay, it says Salat is 8:25 Maghrib. Okay? I read another 4 minutes. I'm sure 100% that, you know, I did it the other days. Even in some of the Islamic countries, even in Iran, the TV is Islamic TV. Like they said, Azan, some of the ulama, they do ihtiyat, wait a little bit. You know, specifically because you're fasting, you're going to make sure, inshallah, from tomorrow, the Quran, continue it, you know, 3-4 minutes after salah, after the Azan, the 24, 25, whatever it is, and then inshallah, it is. Recite Allah, salawat ala Muhammad. Allah, salawat ala Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد أقبل إليكم شهر الله بالبركة والرحمة والمغفرة. Again, another Ramadan is here. According to the lecture of Rasulullah, this close friend, this nice friend is coming to us. It already came, right? This khutbah was for the end of month of Sha'ban. He is already here. This great friend, that he is here to help us to get closer to Allah. How fast? We finished last Ramadan and we are in the second Ramadan, right? Can you believe it? It was like yesterday, day before today, was, you know, a member was talking about, you know, Ramadan and correction. But now it's the second Ramadan and believe me, it's gonna go so fast. When you look at human beings, you see that we are so limited in the container of time and location. You're so limited. How limited in location? Because I'm sitting here and I'm not over there, right? So I'm limited because I have to be here, you're here, you're not over there. You can't even see behind this wall, right? And limited to time, why? Because we're stuck in the present, the container of present time. You're not in past nor in future, right? You're right now here. We can't see past, we can't see future, right? It's gone. So you're limited. The question is this, so we are so physically limited, and how come this limited creature is able, or was able to become the best of creatures of Allah? Ashraful makhlukat, right? We have other creatures that they're not physically limited like us, such as jinns, right? They're not physically limited like us. They don't have this body. But out of all these creatures that Allah has, we are the best of all creatures, insan, human beings. How come? What is the priority that we have over other creatures? Have I ever asked this from myself? Because, you know, if you want to say we can talk, animal can't talk, yes they can, parrots they can talk, right? Some of the birds, they can talk. I know some of you guys have some, or had. Oh, you're more intelligent, you're smarter. Monkeys and dolphins are very smart, you know that, they're intelligent as well. Yes, we are relatively smarter, but I think you agree with me. This is not a reason of priority over all the creatures in the world that Allah ordered. All the creatures, including the best of them, angels and jinns, to bow down in front of us, in front of Adam, right? So what is the reason of the priority that human beings have over other creatures? There is only one thing, and that is iman. And this is faith that we have, and more importantly, we choose it. This is optional, we're not forced like angels. We choose, out of all distractions, we chose to be here tonight, alhamdulillah. Although we know that's an invitation from Allah, right? But we could be somewhere else. Some of you guys came from Victorville, right? 2 hours drive, come on. How come I stay home and then I will follow some majesty through TV? And she is possible, right? And I can't make it spiritual. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm going to watch the majesty from the TV. No. I drive I drive 2 hours to come here to this majlis. So there's something. So I chose to be here. So for that reason, the iman that we can choose, we can, you know, just out of all distractions, make us the best of all creatures. So now that we are so limited, we know that iman can elevate us, can move us further and even higher. Iman. But how can iman can, you know, elevate us? God, Allah, Master, the creator of the time and the location, told us, in certain times, I will give you the permission and provide everything in this world. In those times, you have more opportunity to get closer to me through your iman. You have a promotion in this time that you can get closer to me faster. Have you been in a mall that they have escalators? No. You can use the stairs, but there's an escalator. You can go there, and it's easier. It moves you up, right? And it's easier. You don't have to. And sometimes it's faster. So if I want to live 50, 60, 70, inshallah, 100 years, it's a long time. I would get tired. So I need an escalator to help me to go higher, right? One of those times that Allah said you can have this promotion is Ramadan. Allah said, in this month, in this time, I'll give you the opportunity. Every single moment of this time, its days and nights are the best of days and nights in the year. Its hours are the best hours in the year. We have 8,000 and something hours in a year. And these few hours that we have in this month are the best of hours. شَهْرٌ هُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَفْضَلُ الشُّهُورِ. Something that when Allah says something is the best, it's really the best, right? It's not like, you know, it says, mashallah, this microphone is very good. It's the best microphone. I just look at the, you know, the voice and the quality. I don't see other disadvantage of this. But when Allah says something is good, it is absolutely good. So the best of all months, وَأَيَّامُهُ أَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامُ. The days are the best of the days. وَلَيَالِيهِ أَفْضَلُ الْلَيَالِ. The nights are the best nights. So when you look, the time in this month is a holy and a spiritual time. And it belongs to Allah. Allah says Shahrullah, right? Shahri is the month of Allah. You know, everything is for Allah. But specifically when He names something, specifically for Himself is more important. Look, Kaaba is Baytullah, right? Tell me, all the houses are for Allah, right? But He says, and Tahira Bayti. He named the Bayt of Allah, the Kaaba, his own house. That's why it's a special house. That's why it's so attractive. That's why we go rotate around it, right? Are you following? Salawat ala Muhammad wa Muhammad. The only month and the only time, the month, that it mentioned in Quran is month of Ramadan. Why not Sha'ban? Why not Rajab? Because Ramadan is Shahrullah. Ramadan is Ziyafatullah, is the ceremony of Allah. So the time is for Allah, right? Because the holy time belongs to Allah. And He made some tools that help us to get closer to Him as well. Like what? Like fasting. As-sawmu li. It says Shahri, right? Shahrullah. And it says As-sawmu li. Fasting is for me. He didn't say As-salatu li, Al-hajju li, Al-jihadu li. He says As-sawmu li. Fasting is for me. So not only the time is for Allah, specifically in this month, the tools are for Allah as well. So imagine whoever is in this container of time in Ramadan and using the tools that are for Allah, is going to be specifically related to Allah. And now we are here with Ramadan, 30 days of Ramadan, right? In front of us. And this promotion that I have in front of me. How do I want to use this promotion? How do I want to use this opportunity that Allah provided for me? Let me give you an example. Sometimes in dunyavi promotions, in the worldly promotion, you're so eager, you're so careful not to miss it. Imagine if one of the best stores, I mean, the most expensive stores, imagine Armani, Louis Vuitton. They have promotion, okay? They said all the items, $10. Oh my God. They're gonna rip that store off, right? They're gonna be all everywhere, over there. I didn't say sister's gonna do that, but you know, laughing. We are doing the same as well. Imagine there's one of these, you know, famous men brands. If it's there, we're gonna be there, $5, $10, that's a great promotion, you're not gonna miss it. You know what's going on with Black Friday, right? Even the Walmart items, they fight, they kill each other for Walmart items. Because they don't want to lose and miss the opportunity and the promotion. But when it comes to ukhrawi, to spiritual promotion, ifa'altum ala al-ard, you're so lazy. 30 days, 30 nights, you have the promotion in front of you that you can get closer to Allah, but you're not using it. I don't know how many of you are in computer science. But you know sometimes that they said, you have 30 nights, you know, you have antivirus, they said you have free upgrade, you know, promotion. You have 30 nights that you can upgrade your iman. Okay, inshallah, I'll use it. Come on, it's in front of you, why you're not? Really? For Walmart item, I'm not gonna miss it. They lined up 6 hours to get some, you know, $400. But when it comes to Ramadan in front of me, I'm not gonna use it. So I wanna insist on this promotion that we have in front of us, that escalator. However, in parentheses, some people when they go, the difference between people. Some people when they go to, you know, an escalator, they wait for the escalator to, you know, move them up. Some other people, no. Although the escalator is moving them up, they walk as well. So they walk with the escalator. Have you seen them? They don't say, I'm lazy, I want to wait for the escalator to take me up. Say, no, I know it's helping me, but they do, you know, their effort as well. I know Ramadan is here, that escalator, but I don't want to sit down here and say, Ramadan says, you sleep and this is Ibadah, so you let's sleep all Ramadan, inshallah. How about that? No. I know Allah gave me this opportunity, but I want to use it and mix it with other opportunities to go faster. Because it's just 30 days out of 365 days. I'm not going to miss it. Let me change the name. Instead of promotion, I'm going to use ascension, mi'raj. Are you ready to use this month to go to mi'raj? Ascension? Come on, Sayyid. Mi'raj is only for Rasulullah, and we know that it was only for him. None of the other prophets, they didn't have. So it's only for. I know that. That mi'raj that physically Rasulullah went there. Ascension, he went mi'raj, that when Rasulullah went to the heaven, right? Heavens, all the heavens, and he visited the heavens, that's mi'raj. We're going to use it for those who don't know. One day, that's one night, Allah took Rasulullah and he showed him all the heavens and levels of it. You're going to go to mi'raj this month. It's impossible. No, it's not impossible. You know why? Because Allah said, as salatu mi'rajul. So praying, salat is the mi'raj of mu'min. So it is possible. If it was not possible, Allah would not say that. Slipping in this month is ibadah. Breathing in this month is ibadah. That means He wants us to go higher and higher and higher. I can't go physically to mi'raj, but I can send my soul to mi'raj. Spiritually, it can go to mi'raj. I know that. Because you know what is the meaning of ibadah, right? Ibadah means they take you and your amal, they move it forward. And up. أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ دُعَاءٍ لَا تُرْفَعُ. Seek refuge with Allah from the dua that is not going up. Because if dua is not going up, it's not accepted. So I want us, I'm saying us, and I want your attention 100%. I want us to go to Mi'raj. I don't want it alone. To go to Mi'raj together this month. Together. Jama'at. In other times of the year, whenever you wanted to elevate yourself and go higher, Shaitan was down there and he was pulling you down, right? I don't let you go. Calm down. But in this month, Shaitan is what? Locked up. You can't do anything. You're free. You can't go higher. Why am I saying Mi'raj? Because there is a riwayah that says, إِذَا دَخَلَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ تَغَيَّرَ لَوْنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ When it was the beginning of the month of Ramadan, the face, the color of the face of Rasulullah was changing. I think when he went to Mi'raj, maybe his color was changed as well. This is a surprise, you know. So it looks like he is going to another Mi'raj. It was Mi'raj for Rasulullah. You might have heard about the topic of this speech, inshallah, for this nice meeting together. I chose the topic 30 steps closer to Allah. We're going to go to Mi'raj, so this is a journey, right? Pay attention. It's a journey we're going to go together, right? However, in this journey, we have some stations and some steps. We have to stay there. We have to learn them to be able to move forward. Have you seen the airplanes? When the distance is very long, they have to stop somewhere, get more fuel, and then fly again. It's a long journey. It's so close distance, but it's a long journey. I don't know if it makes sense or not. It's a very close distance because Allah is here, but depends on my iman, it might be. So we have to step. So inshallah, we're going to go to different stations. Inshallah, we'll talk about Tawheed. We'll talk about Nubuwwah. We'll talk about Quran, Salat, Shuk, Sabr. All these stations in the Suluk towards Allah. Enriching Allah and salvation. We need to pass those stations. And then inshallah, at the end of Ramadan, you see you review a beautiful package of your aqaid and your beliefs, inshallah. So, you said, Allah said, the Ramadan is ziyafatullah, is a ceremony of Allah, right? I want the youth here to be active, to you know, think. What kind of ceremony is that the host wants us to be hungry? Come on. So ziyafatullah, and I have to, you know, the ziyafat, the ceremony everybody eats, right? What kind of ceremony is that you have to feel hunger and hungry, be hungry all the time? He wants you to become stronger and have a stronger will in order to do other aspects of your life. How? I want to prove it to you how strong you are. How a strong mu'min can be. When you make the halal of Allah, something like eating is halal, right? You can eat. And you have to eat. When you prevent yourself from something that is halal, you can eat. You prevent yourself from the halal of Allah. Because he said that, believe me, you're strong enough to prevent yourself from committing sin as well. When you're strong enough that you don't eat during the day, you are strong enough to say no to sins and haram as well. When eating is so simple things, you can, you know, get away from it, but you need it. You have enough power that when it comes to sins and haram, says, I don't want you. Get away from you. You have that power. Believe me, you have the power that if you put all your non-Muslim friends together, all of them, believe me, they cannot compete with your power, with your spiritual power. Not that tomorrow you go wrestle, you go, you all come here, I'm going to wrestle with you. You know, tomorrow night you come here, your eyes are, you know, swollen or something. No, spiritual power, which is stronger than physical power. Because some people, some of the youth, they were lifting some, you know, heavy stones at the time of Rasulullah. And Rasulullah was passing, and they told him, Ya Rasulullah, please come here and see how strong are this youth. Rasulullah said, MashaAllah, you're so strong. MashaAllah, great. He provoked it. But he said, you know, who's the strongest one? Who's the strongest one? Wow. Everyone said, oh, he's going to see me. He's going to say me. He said, the strongest of you is the one who can defeat his nafs. This is the definition of the strength. Otherwise, this power that is here, another 20 years, there's nothing, right? Can't even. When I was born, I couldn't even, you know, help myself from getting away from a fly, right? At the end of my life, I can't do it as well. I'm so weak. I'm sorry, but I can't even control myself. I would have some accidents. Oh, that's the physical power. You see what's going to happen to physical power. But what stays forever? The power of iman, spiritual power. If you see all your non-Muslim friends, they can't compete with this power that you have. Why? They can't even stay with half a day not eating and not drinking. When you tell them, I don't eat and drink 16 hours? Come on, it's impossible. You should be dead tomorrow. And they're right, because all the researchers and the doctor says you will get dehydrated and you will die. But I'm not dying. I'm 30, I'm 50, I'm 60 years old, and I'm fasting and I'm not dying. How? This is not a physical power. This is a spiritual power. This is the power of iman. That they can't even compete with you half a day. The power of the time is a holy time from Allah, belong to Allah. The tools are holy tools, fasting. You know, one of the two benefits of fasting, I want to tell you. The first one is the ikhlas, the sincerity of feeling that you have with fasting. One of the ibadah that you have, you're so sincere, is fasting. You know what? I want you to be very, pay attention to this. Specifically, those who are in the first years of their fasting is so hungry. It's 3, 4 p.m. He goes home. No one is there. He's all alone. 4 or 5 hours to Azan Maghrib. He's hungry. She's hungry. All of a sudden, he sees himself in front of the fridge. He opens the door of the fridge. Wow. It's the heaven. Days. Some biryanis from last night. Chicken. Some burgers from last month. Fresh bread, cold water, and no one is there. No one can see. He can eat and eat and eat until he gets his stomach. And when his mom comes home, he has a stomach. He says, oh mom, I have a stomach. He says, mom, oh sweetheart, I know you're so hungry. Just wait a little bit. She doesn't know that he's dying because he ate a lot. He needs, no one is there. And no one would notice. You can see who is powerful. He closes the door of the fridge. And there is a paper. He writes down the paper only because of you. For me, they're hungry. It's not like you guys 9 years old that it's easy for you to tolerate. They go out, they're active, they play, sometimes they go to school. And now you see who is strong. And now you see your power.
Y'all, I thank you so much for giving me this hour. I'm the same one that before Ramadan, after Ramadan, if my food is 15 minutes late, they'll say, where's my food, Mom? I'm so hungry. But at this time, I'm so patient that you wait.
What if I tell you, you know, I'm sleeping here, I have $10 in my hand, and there's a beggar is coming, passing, and you take the money, and I said, I give sadaqah. Would you accept it? No, because you were sleeping, right? No, you have to be cautious. You have to be awake, and you should do your amal when what? When you're awake, right? So if you're sleeping and you go do something, you didn't do it. We don't accept it. Allah said, I don't accept it. You have to be cautious to do that. You have to know what you're doing. But how come when it comes to fasting, to Ramadan, Allah says, even if you're sleeping, I accept your ibadah. Even when you're sleeping, you're not conscious, you don't understand anything, I will consider it as ibadah. This is the power of Ramadan. That specific time that I told you is very special. And the second benefit of fasting, if the feeling so gentle that you feel at the end of the day. You see, when it comes to the end of the day, you're so sensitive. If they tell you something to make you upset, you cry. Your soul is so sensitive, it's so gentle. Imagine if not eating has that much power to make you that close to Allah. Getting away from sins, how much power it has to hold. So in this Ramadan, we have a journey, right? In front of us. We're going to go, because in this, you know, journey that we have, the reason I said let's go together, because sometimes some of us might get tired. But I want others to take their hand and say, come on, I will help you, let's go together. You have some steps you have to go together. If you see your friends or not, if you see your husband, your wife, your kids, your parents, you're getting tired, you should help them to be able to move forward. So in this Ramadan, let's talk to Allah. I don't know, have you ever had a private meeting with Allah or not? Specifically, I remember friends, because Allah has specific attention to you guys, and special attention. That's why it says two rakat of you guys is like 1,000 rakat of other, you know, older people. Have you ever had a private meeting with Allah? Like you and him, you're sitting here, he over there. No, I'm sorry, not over there. You're sitting here and he's sitting here as well. Because wherever you are, Allah is there. Have you had that one? The first night of Ramadan. So what? How many Ramadan have passed so far? What do I have in my pocket, spiritual pocket right now? I don't want to miss this opportunity again and let it pass and I don't have anything. What is your plan for this Ramadan and this journey? Some people, they get tired. Some people get out of fuel. Their airplane, they can't fly anymore. If you don't have a plan, you don't know where is your next station, how you want to reach your destination. You know who is the dearest servant of Allah? It's Hussein ibn Ali.
You
know why? Because he was all submitted to Allah. Because he said, Ya Allah, whatever you say, you want me to fast? I don't need any reasons. Because you want it, because you like it, I will do it. I don't care about other people. It says, if I don't know the reason, I don't care. Because you like it, I will do it. Hussein became Hussein ibn Ali, alayhi salam, because of this level of submission. Because you want.
You know what, Ya Allah? Do you want me to make another Ashura in this Ramadan? You know what? I want to make an Ashura in this Ramadan to show it to your angels that the reason that you told all angels and jinns to bow down in front of Adam is because of this. Because someone like me, who is so bad, I'm talking about myself, is so sinner, he commits a lot of sins, he can become a good person as well. Yes. Let's do another Ashura in this sense.
Wow, beautiful.
Let's have Ashura in Ramadan. It's beautiful, right? You're going to have a revolution in Qalab. And this Ramadan, inshallah. Are you ready for that or not? Those who are tired, those things, they don't have enough power to do that. I think they should have some meetings with their souls and their law. They have to get some energy. They have to do something. I'm wrapping it up. But I think we can't do Ashura. Because if there's only one Ashura in the world, it's not going to happen again. Let's name it in the law, revolution. We can't do another Ashura. Because you know what happened in Ashura. Because only one Aliyah's God was in Ashura. Only one six-month baby was there with an Imam Hussein. He wanted him. All the women of the Qiyam of the tents, they took Ali Masar. They all passing him around. They says, look at him. They were just, you know, if you want to turn off the light, you cannot. You know, they were looking at Ali Masar, six-month-old. Everybody was kissing Ali Asghar. They knew maybe it's the last time that they can see this beautiful six-month-old baby. They were kissing him. They were saying goodbye to him. And imagine now is the time for his mother when she is going to give him to his father, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. She was looking at him as the last looks. Ali, I know you're going. I know I probably can't see you anymore. Imam Hussein took him in front of the army of Yazid. I know that you have war with me, you are in war with me, but this baby didn't do anything to you. Why you don't give him some water? I'm asking you, 6-month-old baby, how much he would drink water? You tell me. 2 spoons? I think 1 or 2 teaspoons probably. It would be, you know, full. They didn't give that much water to Ali Asghar. When that Malum, he said, don't you sit under the neck of Ali Asghar. He said to Harmala, and when he threw the arrow, he hit the neck, the beautiful neck of Ali Asghar. You know why you can't do Ashura? Because no one can compete with what happened in Karbala. Because only one Ali Asghar was there in Ashura. Imam Hussein got the blood of Ali Asghar. He threw it off to the sky. He says, Ya Allah, look at this. This home, this ummah, what they did to the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, look what happened. Look what they did to 6-month-old baby. It's very beautiful. The first night of Ramadan, you have Ashura. The first night of Ramadan, you're crying for Hussein and his family. You know how much blessing you will get today, right? You were fasting, you were praying. You did iftar and you cried for Imam Hussein. You finished this package, alhamdulillah. It's so beautiful. Ya Allah, for the sake of Hussein, for the sake of Ali Asghar, Ya Allah, help us in this Ramadan to get closer to you as much as possible. Allahumma salli ala ya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum wa lan a'dahum ajma'in. Bring all your hajj.
front of your eyes, your mind, yourself, on top of all the rule of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Allahumma ajjil li baniyik al-faraj. InshaAllah, out loud, ameen, inshaAllah. اللهم عجل لبنيك الفرج والعافية والناس ومد في عمره الشريف وزين الأرض بطول بقائه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مقلب القلوب help us يا الله in this month to get the معرفة of you of رسول الله and أهل البيت إن شاء الله يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم help us to get the most benefit out of this Ramadan إن شاء الله يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مقلب القلوب we don't know how exactly we should do, what exactly we should do. We just follow the regulations that we got from Ahlul Bayt. Ya Allah, you bless us in this month. You be present in our majlis and help us, inshallah. Some of these people, they have some hajjahs. This is the beginning of Ramadan. Some of them, they have financial problems. Some of them, they have family problems. Some of them, they have work problems. Different people have different hajjah. Bahaqdal Hussein, Ya Allah, tonight, the first of Ramadan, please give them all the khair hajjah, inshallah. Those youth that we have, Ya Allah, help them and provide all the opportunities for their success, inshallah. Our friends that are sick, please heal them at this time. Those who pass the rays and the falala of this majlis, to their soul, inshallah, rahmallah, and ya Rabbi al-Fatiha, ta'ala, inshallah.